Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, she bow, oh, she bow, yeah, she fly. Do it big, yeah, she winning all the time.
All the time.
She hold it down,
hold it down,
yeah, she go,
yeah, she go.
She on the grind, she ain't worried about no
oh.
One man crush when they yeah, this the podcast. One man crush when they we getting that last.
She know she the one man crush queen, be the letting you know. Who we crushing over there for this episode?
All right, guys, we are back live on WCW Podcast. And, guys, listen, we had our technical difficulties, but we were able to get things straightened out, and we were able to get in contact with our guest, Dominique. So we are going to get her on the line shortly and talk to her again, guys, Detroit native, about what's going on in her world right now, okay? So if you guys can bear with us, we are going to get her on the line this evening. This show must go on, if you know what I mean. So once we get her on the line, guys, our interview is going to be consisting of fashion, you know, because that's her lane. Her lane is fashion. And because we are ladies are in the house right now, and you don't really have too many places to go. So because of that, you know, a lot of us aren't getting as dressed up as we used to. And, you know, we're sitting around the house and there's nobody to do our hair and our makeup. And it kind of makes you sometimes feel a little down, a little insecure about yourself, you know, especially if you quarantined with your boo. If you got somebody with you, you don't want to walk around looking crazy all the time, but, you know, you ain't got nowhere to go. Where can you go when you're on a stay-at-home order? So she's going to tell us, guys. I don't know if you have seen Dominique, but she's flawless, guys, flawless. And we're going to find out how to remain flawless through this epidemical time. We ain't got to be walking around here looking crazy now. You can fix yourself up, you know? And she's going to let us know how she does that and stay so beautiful, guys, while we're on this stay-at-home order. So I am not going to keep you guys waiting. Welcome right now to the podcast, Miss Dominique Leonard. How are you doing, ma'am?
Hi, guys. I'm doing amazing.
Awesome. We're so glad.
Under the circumstances.
Under this, absolutely. Well, we were just talking to our guests. They have been waiting on these tips on how, because, you know, we're all women. You know, a lot of my listeners are all women from all across the globe. We've had some amazing guests on the show. We've even had Swiss Beef's baby's mother on the show, guys, all the way calling from England. And we try to keep our listeners intrigued on things that you women bosses are out there doing. So can you just give us a little bit about yourself? Tell our listeners your name and a little bit of background about who you are and why you are a boss.
Well, I'm, as you already stated, I'm Dominique. I'm a stylist to a lot of celebrities. I'm a celebrity stylist. I've been a boss by nature. Like, it's just something that's embedded in my soul, in my spirit. So even in this quarantine, it's been hard to look good and feel good, but my mama always told me, when you look good, you feel good. So,
absolutely.
Know, I was slumming in the bed for a few days, and then I said, you know what? Let me get up and spruce myself up. So I took control over my own look, and I pulled myself out of bed and combed my hair and washed it and, you know, quarantine freed it and got it going.
Absolutely. we know you are looking good.
Thank you.
Now, Now, we were telling our listeners a little bit, because we were talking about Detroit. You know, a lot of people don't know that there has been some major, major, major bosses birthed out of Detroit, Michigan. And we named a few earlier. We talked about Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, and, you know, John Witherspoon, and just so much. Even Ed McMahon. I don't know if you remember Star Search, but Ed McMahon was from Detroit, Michigan. And you yourself are from Detroit. Yes, girl, yes. Can you tell us a little bit about Detroit?
To be named in amongst those people, especially Diana Ross. She's a true diva. I'm a little diva myself, but not as much as Diana, but I can appreciate that.
Absolutely. And in Detroit, can you tell us a little bit, because people don't know about the fashion in Detroit. It's big. So can you tell us a little bit about the fashion in Detroit and how you got into fashion?
Detroit and fashion is like one and the same. People tend to think we're a little bit country, but that's not true at all. I mean, we're a big city. And as Biggie said, my Detroit players think pink Gators. You know, we've been on top of the curve with the fashion. Is, you know, something I've been doing since I was 3 years old. My mama tell you I had on cowboy boots and a white fur coat when I was 3 years old on the porch in the summertime with a fur coat on and some cowboy boots, combing my dyed hair. So fashion has been something that has been in my soul since birth. Like, I woke up like that. My mom was like, girl, you wanted to wear that fur coat and them cowboy boots, and I couldn't tell you not to. And it was 80 degrees outside, and I was sitting on a porch. So that's just something that I like to do. It's part of me. It's embedded in my soul. I speak it. I breathe it. I live fashion. So, you know, I put high. It's not all about expensive things, because I can put the high with the low. I can go in Forever 21 and come out looking like I was shopping at Neiman Marcus. That's just who I am. I think Detroit and the fashion industry is really big. Like, we have some of the, you know, best fashion icons that I can see. Every time I see a Detroit girl and I'm in any state, I know she's from Detroit. I'd be like, oh, she's from Detroit.
Yeah,
I can tell.
You can tell.
Fashion is big. It's just something everybody, you know, everybody don't have it, but when you got it, you got it, you know? So you got to use what you got, you know? So
absolutely.
You know, right now.
And go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, we was talking about the fashion and the fur coats, because you talked about being a young girl in fur. And one of the things that I noticed, because I'm from Ohio, and I used to go to Michigan all the time, and Detroit was one of our stopping grounds. And every time you go there, you would see fur coats that you wouldn't see anywhere else. And I mean, they were short lengths all the way down to your ankles. I mean, the fur business in Detroit is a high demand. Do you own some furs? I'm sure you do.
Come on now, you know I'm a lady from the city of Detroit. I have furs with strings on them, baby. My kids have furs. I bred them out the birds. I had a baby come out the womb, and she had a mean coat on when she came home in her car seat. Come on, you know I got some furs. I probably have about 30 furs.
Wow.
And I actually have a cedar closet in my house, in my basement. I have a cedar closet.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's a thing here, but it's so cold, so it's normal. That's like a natural thing.
Yeah.
If you don't have a fur, you kind of out of place here. Like, you have to have a fur. It's cold.
Yes, yes.
You're going to freeze.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, we're going to talk about, because people understand that, you know, of course you're into fashion, and we bring the guests here because a lot of the women are entrepreneurs, and you have your own business. Can we talk about how you are an entrepreneur and what business that you have under your belt?
Well, I got a Loyal Hosiery, which is a hosiery company that I've been doing since about 2012. It was just a passion of mine, just to cover the ladies' legs and keep it sexy, never go bare. Never go naked and always cover your legs. I don't know if I got that because I was a PK, and my dad always said, when you come into the church, your legs should be covered. So I wanted to have to embrace covering your legs, covering that cellulite, and giving you a little bit of support. So that's why I started that company up. I also have a consignment company called Damo Cleans Her Closet, which is most of my gently and used pieces that I sell. It's really lucrative for me, because sometimes I'm not really the girl who wears something one time. I love my items, so I usually wear them over and over. But some pieces that I just, you know, find that sits in the back of my closet, somebody else might be interested, I sell them. So it's made me a pretty lucrative business in that nature. I'm starting a new venture now called Mode, which is my clothing line. And I'm opening up a high-end boutique. So that's what I'm in the process of working on right now. Being an entrepreneur is hard, but you know, when you when you're doing something that you love to do, it just flows easily. So that's what I love, and I've been waiting a long time before I thought that I would even premiere a boutique, because people always ask me, "What are you gonna do? When are you gonna have a store?" And I just never had the time. But now I'm gonna. My other businesses were online. So that gave me time. I used to own franchise restaurants, which was Wingstop, but when I got my divorce, we salvaged the business. So now I have a lot of time, and my kids are, I'm almost an empty nester. I have three daughters. Two of them are in college already, and I have a one who's in 11th grade. So now I have more time on my hands to invest into my business and go for what I really love, which is my fashion. So now I'm having the opportunity to embark on a new business. And it's going to be something super amazing. I can't wait for you guys to shop with me and, you know, come to the store and shop with us online and all that stuff. But now I have the time to put in the effort that I needed to do for my passion.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. So I hope all everybody who's listening, all of my cousins, I don't call y'all fans, my cousins, to come and shop with me and support my business, and I'm going to support yours. You know, that's the hard part about being an entrepreneur is, you know, having loyal customers. So
absolutely.
I'm trying to be a loyal business to my customers.
That's so true.
So
you know, good customers.
That answers your question.
It does, absolutely.
I'm actually brainstorming at this moment on the next venture of my business. So I can't wait for you guys to, you know, get a sneak peek of what I'm doing, and I'm looking forward to doing it.
Absolutely. We appreciate everything that you do and that you bring back to the communities. Now, if you can encourage someone that's right now, like, cause you know, a lot of people are at home right now. You know, a lot of people have lost their jobs and they're just in the house, you know, with not knowing what their next steps are going to be, but they have a passion. What could you say to them right now and how they can use their time wisely?
What I can say right now is, You have a lot of time to focus. I mean, it's a lot of anxiety right now. So first of all, I'm just praying for everybody that we can release the anxiety that we are feeling, because a lot of people are scared. But in the time that we are spending, that we just, instead of sitting in front of the TV all day, start writing down your goals. Have a vision board party with the people who live in your house or with yourself or on via FaceTime. Write down some of the goals that you want to accomplish, some of the things that you haven't been able to do because you've been at work or you've been swapped or you've been have back and forth taking the kids to school. So now everybody is sitting at home, and it's like in the Bible when it said, what tools do you have? Most of the tools that you need are in your home. So, you know, we looking for something, and it's right in front of us. So now invest in your kids, use their brains, pick their brains, and it can help you incorporate in your next business move. So I'm just using everybody that's in my household at the time, and we just thinking of our next move and making our next move our best move. So in some of your quiet time, just take some solace to yourself, take some deep breaths, write down the things that you want to do next, and research them, because right now we have nothing but time. So instead of sitting in front of your TV for 30 hours of the day, because we got just nothing but time, spend some of that time writing down what you're going to do. You know, make the vision. Write the vision down. Make it plain and then run with it. And when we come up out of this crisis, we run with the vision that we created in the time that we had just sitting here. So we use the time wisely just to think about the next goal. And I'm not just talking that or preaching that. I'm really doing that. I'm really was sitting here brainstorming with my business partner about the next move that we're about to make. So that's just real facts for me right now. So in this time, don't use it wisely. I mean, because at some point we're going to have to go back to work. At some point we're going to have, the kids are going to go back to school. So the hustle and bustle is coming back up. So the hustle in you inside your house is use what you got in here and use your brainstorming skills to figure it out. And that's what we're trying to do right now. And it's hard. And also stay prayerful, you know, pray up and healthy, you know, that's all we can do right now. But to relieve some of the anxiety, start writing and reading and praying more, you know, get some solitude. Go find a quiet room in your house and find a place where you can meditate to yourself and think about the next goal you're going to make.
Absolutely, guys. You just got the ingredients on how to be successful. Prayer is the key. That's the main ingredient tonight. And Dominic, you also talked Absolutely. About being a mom. You know, we want to take you back yes. and take you into your mommy mode now, because the kids, they have this school that they're doing online. Now, has that been tough on you being a mom and a teacher?
No.
Are you helping your daughter?
No, because my kids are, I don't have small children, so my daughters are in college, so they're taking their online classes in college. They're self-sufficient. My 16-year-old doesn't need my help or anything, honey. She thinks she's 29 and I don't exist. So she is doing her own homework or be online. I don't have small children, so I'm at the peak of my living my best life, because I don't have to entertain any small children. I'm not a homeschool teacher. Shout out to all the homeschool teaching moms right now who become teachers. I am not one right now. I'm teaching some hustle around here. We're trying to figure out some other games to make some money, because that's where we at right now.
Absolutely.
We're talking about how they're going to get some money too, how to get some bread. As far as schooling, you know, my girls are, you know, and they're in their second year of college, and Tayshaun's in 11th grade. So I'm not really big on that teaching part for myself, for as far as school, homeschooling, anything. But good luck to y'all who have.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad this didn't happen.
Now you said a set of twins, right?
I have twins, yes.
Oh wow, that's so ironic, because next week on our show we have two sets of twins that are coming on, and they're into hip hop, and they are lyrical geniuses. And I mean, twins is just something that we say are very rare and special. How did it feel for you when you found out you were having twins?
I was in shock. I was 16 years old, so. I don't know, like, that was a little overwhelming, but once I had them, it just became a natural instinct. I was a mother of two. My first children were twins. I was 16 years old when I had my third daughter. I think I was 21, and that was easy because I had two, so now I had to just deal with one.
Well, that's tough. I can understand buying two of everything, especially at 16. And you did it, though. I mean, I look at them now. You said two in college, one doesn't need your help to do her schoolwork. Hey, mommy has paid off, and you paid your dues. So hopefully when they get older, they can reverse and give you the same thing that you poured into them.
I'm praying for it, but I just want to give you guys a little inspiration. I hope I was able to do that today. You guys stay prayed up and prayerful. I'm getting back to my business meeting because I got to get these coins.
All right. Well, we definitely appreciate you for dropping by, Dominique. We pray that everything that you touch turns to gold. We hope that all of your businesses are successful. Thank you so much again for dropping by, guys. Can you just let them know how they can find you on all of your media platforms if they're looking for some hosiery, if they're looking for some things from your consignment store and your boutique? How can they find you right now? Can you give them your Instagram and all your platforms?
My Instagram is DomB82. You can find any hosiery that you're looking for or needs at www.loyalhosiery.net. And the Instagram for that is Loyal Hosiery. Please stay on the lookout for me for Mo Boutique. It's coming soon. I can't wait for you guys to shop with me. I'm so excited to share all of my experiences with you guys. But you can find me like that in DominiqueLeonard.com also.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it right from the mouth of Dominique herself. We appreciate you. Stay blessed. Stay safe. And keep doing your thing and keep shining. All right?
Thank you, lady.
All right, guys. That was Dominique Leonard, guys. I hope you were able to get the jewels that you needed right here on WCW Podcast. Thank you guys so much for being patient with us. As Dominique mentioned, guys, use this time wisely. Look for your passion, something you love to do, whatever it may be, whether it's fashion, whether it's painting, whether it's singing, whether it's dancing, whatever it is that you love to do. Right now is the time to focus and dig into that thing and bring it to passion. Get you on board. Write it down and make the vision clear, y'all. All right, Detroit's fine. Y'all, we out of here now. Midwest Best, Dominique Leonard, guys. Thank her so much. We thank you guys so much, and we'll see you right here next week again. Same time, same place on WCW Podcast.
Oh, she bow.
Oh, she bow.
Yeah, she fly.
She
do it big. Yeah, she winning all the time.